Coach podcast, episode number 64. It's the 22nd of August 2024 here in Glasgow in Scotland. I hope you are well whenever you're listening to this. The kids are back to school. They've been back for a week now, just over a week. It's always a bit of a shift from a parent perspective, getting back into routine. Like I said last week, I love them being off and having the flexibility to be able to just kind of do what you want when you want in that sense, and be able to just go and do things. But it's definitely good them being back at school. Gets you definitely more back into a routine. There's been a lot of shifts in my life recently, with giving up some classes and some other wee shifts in my life recently. So taking a wee bit of adjusting, which is always good. There's some really exciting things in the pipeline coming up, which I'm super excited to share with you, but I can't share with you just yet. But yes, today we are going to talk about, this week I went to see a film called It Ends With Us. Took myself off to the cinema on Tuesday, and it's something I've done once before, and when I'd done it before and went to the cinema by myself, I said at the time, like, it feels so empowering to just go and do these things that, like, quote unquote, you should do with a partner or a friend or your children or whatever, and just take yourself and just do it by yourself. Like, there's so much power in it. And at the time, I remember saying to myself, I'm going to do this more often. It's going to be a thing that I do like once a month or something like that. And I have looked at doing it before. But whenever I've looked at it, there's just not been anything on that I would want to go see. So anyway, it's most definitely something I'm going to do more of, just take myself off and go and watch the wee film. It was so good. The first time I went, actually I ended up being in the cinema by myself, which was even better. This time it was quite busy, actually. So anyway, the reason I'm talking about this is because, not about the being empowered and going and doing it, which was amazing, actually about the story itself. So actually, this was kind of brought to my attention, the film, from one of my coaches who was going to go see it. And the tagline or the story name, the film name, just kind of caught me. I was like, that sounds really interesting. She's like, I've read the books and blah, blah, blah. I have never read the books and didn't really know what the story was, but I could kind of guess by the title. I went and watched it, and wow, how powerful. Honest to God, if you've not went to see it, or like that, if this isn't in a few months' time, it's not in the pictures anymore, or a year's time, definitely get it downloaded and get it watched. So basically, the story is about generational conditioning and about patterns and about how these patterns and cycles will just repeat until you decide for them to stop. And in this film, the underlying thing was domestic violence. So obviously that's a big part of my story. So that really resonated with me. And a lot of the stuff that I talk about when I'm coaching is stuff to do with generational conditioning and how your conditioning shapes your life if you choose it to do so. Now, obviously it will shape parts of your life indefinitely, but for the most part, most of what you have been conditioned in or by, or the life that you're leading, for the most part, can be changed if you choose to do so. So this doesn't just come down to a domestic violence thing like that. So basically, the story went with the girl, the main character's, her mum and dad, her dad passed away, and she didn't want to say anything at the funeral. There was obviously a lot of kind of anger there, and it transpires that the dad used to hit the mum, and there was a lot of violence in that relationship, and it's something that the girl witnessed. And she befriended a boy who was in a very similar position. Anyway, the story went on, and it then transpired that she was kind of love bombed and gaslighted by this man as she got older. And it transpired that he was indeed manipulating her and gaslighting her and abusing her, but making it as if it was like accidents and stuff like that, which is how these things happen. And I think it's really, really important to highlight that these things do happen in a very specific way. It's not something that just happens all of a sudden. It's quite a trickle whenever it's you're in an abusive relationship. And it's quite manipulative, and it's quite it can easily go unidentified for a period of time. So it did resonate with me obviously massively, but the story in itself resonated with me. So basically by the end of the story, she had a child to this man, but decided that that cycle of abuse would stop with her because she witnessed what she seen in her childhood, and then that's what she ended up in. And when she had her daughter, she was determined that that was not going to be the cycle that would be continued, and like that was her breaking the cycle. And there is so much power in that. No matter what you have been exposed to, or have witnessed, have seen, have heard, have felt, all of these things, you can change the trajectory of your life. It doesn't need to be your story. And there's a lot of power in like taking what's happened to you, or taking what you know to be true, or what you have witnessed in your life as the way things are, and shaping it into who you want to be, and allowing it to almost be as cliche as I sound, but almost like turn your pain into power, and really use it to enhance your life and change your life for the better. And for me, it's definitely what I intend to do, and what I am trying to do with the Empowerment Coach. I've used something that's been quite painful, but like I want to use that as my purpose and moving forward. Like I don't want that to be time wasted, because I believe it's happened for a reason, and I believe that I have been put on this earth to share this story and to help other women find their power, find their strength, and recognize that actually the story that has been carved out for you does not need to be your story. It does not need to be what you end up in. And it's so important to recognize this. Like if you're in an unhappy relationship, if you're in an unhappy job, if you're in an unhappy life, if something that's just not fulfilling you, if something doesn't feel right in your gut, like absolutely listen to your gut is something I've been doing recently. And your head questions it, but when you're listening to your gut, it is so powerful. There's so much power in that. And recognize the things that don't feel right. And if something doesn't feel right, then it's not right. And you are well within your right as a female, and actually this can go for any gender, it's not specific to females, but you're well within your right if something doesn't feel right to say, this is not for me. I decide to change my life. I decide for my story to be different. I decide that actually I don't want to repeat a cycle that I've seen. I don't want to be that person that I witnessed or even witnessed crumble. Now, that's not meant to say there's any blame in this, and it's really, really important to take this away from, especially when it comes to generational conditioning, anytime we're talking about anything like this, nobody is to blame. Like you cannot blame your parents, you cannot blame your grandparents, you cannot blame anybody, because people only know what they know, and they only have the strength and the power to step back or step up or stand up to what they have the strength and the power to do so. So I think it's really, really important as who you are to not point the finger at people, and have a bit of compassion, a bit of understanding, and a bit of like acceptance and forgiveness for what has happened, because the past cannot be changed. But what you can do is take your past and turn it into purpose, turn it into power, turn it into your strength, turn it into like your biggest absolute superpower. You can do that. Everybody can do that. Absolutely everybody can do that. It doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter where you've been, doesn't matter what upbringing you have, it doesn't matter what cards you've been dealt. Absolutely everybody has the power to change their life, and it's just about recognizing that and making the conscious choice to change. So I hope that helped, and really and truly, if it resonated with you, please, please, please do get in touch. I will absolutely help anybody that I possibly can. I'm not going to pretend that shifting your shifting your absolute life and belief system all at once, shifting your life, shifting your belief system, shifting all these things that have been kind of this identity that's been kind of put on you, or this identity that you have that has been shaped on you, or that you have had for 30, 40, whatever many years. It's not going to be easy, but I promise you it's worth it. I said to somebody recently, like, my life changed when I stopped looking for external gratification and I started looking inside and I started to do the work. And when you do the work, it changes your life. It really, really does change your life. Everybody has trauma. Everybody has things that have happened to them, or they've witnessed, or they've seen, or they've heard, or they've felt. And everybody has things that they can work on, still me included. I've still got things that I can work on. And it's really important to recognize that and to realize that we are all the same. We just deal with and manage with things in a different way. And actually, I was speaking to my friend today and she said something. Oh, I can't find my bit of paper that I wrote it on. It was about coaching. It was a comment, something like, coach from the scar, not from the wound. And I was like, I love that. That is so, so good. But the reality is, the scar is the wound. They're the same thing. But it's from you realize how to manage things, you realize how to switch your perception on things, you learn coping strategies, you learn different ways of thinking. That's thinking. You learn different ways of thinking. You learn like new thought processes, new action steps, new implementation. Like, you learn all these new things that you can add to your life. It will not, like, none of this will go away. You cannot go back in the past and rub it out. These things have all happened to you, but it's about how you're now going to use it moving forward to be your power and not your weakness. So that whole, is it kryptonite or is it your superpower? You get to choose. You get to choose. And I'm going to leave it there. So have an incredible day, an incredible week, an incredible month. And I will speak to you again next week. Speak to you soon.